Okay, when you first cut the hay and you let it dry, then you rake it up in these small piles.
And then...
What do you call those small piles?
I don't know, but you bale it in. Bale the hay, you know.
Yeah. Okay, in a place where you keep cows, just cows?
I'd call it a barn or stable or something like that.
Okay, and where you keep horses?
That'd be called the same thing too.
Okay. And besides the barn, did you ever have any special place outside where you'd milk cows?
Yeah. I used to milk out there at the gate. I call them up at the gate and milk.
Okay.
I don't own no cow now, though. I got to where one day for to get out and see Aiden.
Yeah. Okay, a place where you keep hogs and pigs.
Well, I'd call it a hog pen.
Okay. And where people would keep their milk and butter before they had refrigerators?
They'd take it to the spring house if I had a spring house.
Okay. And, let's see, now, a farm where they had a lot of cows and they milked them and sold, processed the milk and sold it. What would you call that?
I guess if there's milking a whole lot of cows, they'd call it a dairy.
Okay. Did the word dairy have any other meanings?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Where did you store potatoes and turnips in the winter?
In the cellar, I have seen people bury them and make a hole, you know, and put ice in and bury their taters and stuff and they keep in the ground.
Okay, and what do you call a place around the barn where you might let the cows and mules and other animals walk around?
They call it a horse lot or something like that.
Okay. And a place where you let the animals go out to graze?
Pasture.
Okay, was this fenced in?
Ma'am.
Is the pasture fenced in?
Mine is now. They took down my fender hole, which is off down. I ain't got nothing to run in right now.
Okay. And, you know, if you're raising cotton, do you know the work that you do? You go out there with the hoe?
I've seen cotton raised, but I never did raise none myself.
Yeah, do you know anything about the work that's done on that?
Yeah, it takes a lot of work. You've got to fan it and you've got to work it.
Okay. What do you call that grass that grows up in a cotton field that you don't want?
Well, I call it weeds or some kind of grass. Sometimes crop grass comes in the field.
Okay. And you'd grow, let's see, if you wanted to grow some tobacco, what, you wouldn't say you just wanted to grow a little bit of it. You wouldn't say you were growing it in a field. What would you call that?
I'd call it a tobacco patch.
Okay. What other things were grown in a patch?
Horse potatoes and sweet potatoes. Lots of things.
Okay, and what about something bigger than a patch but smaller than a field?
Well, I don't know what you call it.
Okay, and a kind of fence that you might have around your yard made of wood?
I'd not call it a paling fence, but it's made out of paling.
Okay, was it pointed at the top or flat at the top?
Well, a paling, I always seen paling sharpened at the top.
Okay. And a kind of wire fence that's, you might fence in a pasture with now.
Well, they call this here, like around this barbed wire and the other panel wire.